So this morning, Vince Cable and Stephen Knight have launched the London Assembly Lib Dems report on affordable housing in London and creating new jobs along with it. Councillor Samurai, what do you see as the implications for Southwark in the proposals we've heard?
I think it's fantastic that the GLA are putting pressure on the Mayor. We know that the Mayor's got huge swathes of land, whether it's Transport for London or whatever, that we need to absolutely get into use for housing. So I think that's very exciting. I also am really impressed with the connection they're making between housing and jobs. Certainly I know lots of residents in my ward in Bermondsey are very keen to do apprenticeships, to get jobs in construction, and therefore making the link is really important. And Vince was making some very good points, I thought, about forward planning that. So where we know development's happening, making sure that people have the skills to walk into those jobs and do them well.
And we're here at the top of the new development at Century House in Tanner Street, where we can see your ward spread out in front of us. And just this week, we've seen on the One Tower Bridge development that one of the flats in that scheme has gone on the market for £8.5 million. What does that mean for your ward and your residents and the future makeup of the community in Riverside Ward?
I think that's a really important question. I think it's a beautiful ward if you look at the view, and it's really special. And actually what's special about it is how mixed it is. You can see the Arnold Estate here, you can see Devon Mansions, you can see Butler's Wharf and everything in between. And I think that's a really special thing about Southwark, which is why I get so frustrated about Labour completely accepting it's okay to have purely private development and taking the affordable housing money and spend it elsewhere. I think mixed communities are really important. I think that's what makes Southwark special. I don't think that that means they shouldn't be building council homes. I think actually what they're doing at the moment is cheating a bit and taking the money that would have been affordable anyway and saying that we're gaining something extra with new council homes. I want to see both. I want to see mixed communities by the river and I want to see new council homes. And I think if there was the political leadership to make that happen, the GLA in this report is suggesting lots of ways of doing that.
But you can't argue with the numbers, can you? If you look at the size of Southwark's housing list, surely Southwark Labour are right to grab any opportunity to build the maximum number of homes to find accommodation for all those people.
And my point is that you can do that without selling out the north of the borough, which is what they're doing at the moment. So actually what Vince was saying today is councils can borrow to build housing, and therefore you don't need to take that affordable housing money and do it in that way. So absolutely, I agree, we should be maximising every opportunity, which is why allowing 500 luxury flats at Blackfriars a couple of weeks ago without a single affordable home on site will have hugely damaging consequences for the community, and we've got a duty as councillors to think about future generations and what the makeup of the borough will look like. Just the other point, which is linked to your Potter's Field point, I suppose, is one of the things Southwark Lib Dems and Simon Hughes have been pushing is this issue of flats being sold as foreign investments, and I think that's something that is really important to tackle. I was pleased that the GLA member Stephen Knight mentioned it, but really we need to be making that case to Vince, and certainly that's something I will follow up with today, is how we stop homes being sold as investments that sit empty and how we actually make sure the type of housing that's built is what people need locally.
And we've heard lots of ideas from the London Assembly Lib Dems today, but there's only two of them out of 25 on the London Assembly, and your party's unlikely to win power at City Hall or in Southwark or wherever in the near future. These ideas are very well, but how can you realistically press for any of them to be put into practice?
I think people used to say that about us not having any chance of ever being in government, and certainly we've shown that it completely is possible to get into government and to make a difference about the economy and tax and jobs and all the good stuff that we're doing there. So I don't think you should ever write off Lib Dems. I think Caroline Pidgeon and Stephen Knight are fantastic Assembly members. Caroline obviously has that real link to Southwark. She understands the borough as well as anyone else, having been a councillor for 8 or 12 years. So certainly we have a good Southwark voice at City Hall, and that's why it's so important they're raising issues of housing and jobs, which is what Southwark residents tell me every day on the doorstep that matters to them. So we will continue. We're also one of the biggest Lib Dem groups in inner London, so we have a voice at Southwark Council, and hopefully we can continue to act on the side of Southwark residents in whatever level of government we're at.